Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you another gardening tip for today. Previously, we spoke about things like dealing with pests, understanding your soil, growing vegetables, and gardening in limited spaces. Today, I'd like to talk to you about one of my favorite plants, one that is fairly easy to grow. It's called the gazania. So gazanias are commonly called the Botteblom or Gousblom, or sometimes called the treasure flower, and it is indeed quite an indigenous gem. It is a fast-growing ground cover that reaches a height of around 25 centimeters. It has very attractive flowers and grows widespread throughout South Africa. There are many different species, cultivars, and hybrids of gazania plants, so there's a wide variety of colors to choose from. The very, very showy flowers, they vary from creamy white to bright yellow, orange, reddish brown, and even bright pink. Even within this range of color flowers, or flower colors rather, the flowers can also be blotched or striped or have dark markings at the base of the petals. Flowering time is spring and summer, with a peak flowering time usually happening in October to November. The plant has long, narrow leaves that are shiny green on the top upper surface and silver green underneath. If you're not familiar with this plant, I've recently taken a picture of a gazania that I have growing in a pot and uploaded that to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. So the post is called Gazania Gems, so you can see what they look like there. Now let's look at growing conditions. The gazania is a low-growing ground cover that needs a full sun position. The daisy-like flowers only open in bright sunshine, so be sure to plant them in a warm, sunny spot. They are easy to grow and do well in sandy, well-drained soil that has a bit of compost mixed in. They are suited to the weather in Cape Town, so they enjoy the rain in winter and can handle the dry summer heat. They are very drought tolerant, but will bloom more profusely if they are watered regularly. Gazanias are also a good ground cover plant for coastal gardens and can handle a bit of salt sea spray. The gazania flowers also attract lots of local insects, things like bees, beetles, butterflies, and ants. In one of our previous garden talks, I mentioned that using indigenous plants in your garden creates favorable conditions for local insects to thrive, and if you have abundant insect life in your garden, then the local birds will also be regular visitors to your garden to feed on them. So gazanias are one of those indigenous plants that will help you increase the amount as well as the variety of bird visitors to your garden. So if we look at where to put gazanias in your garden, they can be used in a variety of different ways. Gazanias are an excellent pioneer plant that is tolerant of poor, dry or sandy soil, so you can actually use it in areas where you are struggling to grow other things. Because it is such a good ground cover plant, you can also use it as a border or edging plant in your garden. They also work well as a mass planting in your garden because the showy flowers will make quite an impressive display during spring and summer. Another area where you could use them is in a rockery. They also work very well in containers or in window boxes. So the gazania really is a versatile plant because it grows so well both in the open ground as well as in pots as a feature plant. If you would like to increase the stock of your existing gazania plants, you can do so by dividing the clumps during summer. You can also make cuttings of gazanias and root these in a mixture of river sand and potting soil. Gazanias also self-seed, so look out for new seedling plants near the existing ones. The seeds germinate at the start of the rainy season. So that's all from me for today. If you'd like to see what the gazania plants look like, then go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy and look for the post called Gazania Gems. I do hope you enjoyed hearing about this particular indigenous ground cover, which is one of the most well-known South African plants in the world. Enjoy your gardening efforts and have a great weekend.